So let us close our eyes. Let us center ourselves. We turn inward. Let us gather and meet each other within the great room of the ashram. We see all of our group members entering in, joining with us, taking our places. As we enter in and greet each other, we feel a great love building within our ashram. We greet the inner esoteric group, the inner animal kingdom, our teachers, the hierarchy, Mary, the Christ, DK. We connect with Matthew at the heart of the healing dimension. We place him, the hospital room, the hospital, all the medical staff within everything occurring within his care is within the heart of the healing dimension. Let us step into the six-pointed star, offering our personality to the soul. And let us say, I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am the soul. We connect as a group, heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul, creating the group soul star. We send a line of light to the monad, touching in with the spiritual triad. Let us step into the monadic triangle, offering our little will to the divine will. Let us say, the monad, also am I. The monad, the will of God, also am I. The monad, the will of God, also am I. We place these symbols upon the earth in the hearts and minds of all of humanity. We see humanity offering its soul, its personality to the soul, and its little will to the divine will. Let us, within our ashram, as we go to the heart of hierarchy, let us step into the heart of the, let us step into the great arc of the healing dimension, into the heart of the healing dimension. Let us call all those great healing beings to be with us. We call on Mary to be with Risa and Matthew. She cares for the mother and the child. We place Matthew in the arms of the Christ. We see the healing energies of the Christ completely enveloping Matthew, to a point where the healing, loving energies of the Christ are actually being absorbed into Matthew, into every part of his being. Every atom receives this healing energy, this healing essence. The devas within his body receive these healing energies. They know how to work with them in a perfect way for his healing and his recovery. The healing devas, this is what they do perfectly. They build and restore. We see them working on his body, building and restoring.
Working on his brain, his
working
mind.
Working on his brain. Working on his head.
His seeing. His face, his brain. Head, his brain.
His brain. His head, his face, his cranium. We see it all. There's healing devas that work especially with the face, the head, the brain. Knowing how to heal and restore to allow perfect function and healing to occur within his brain, his head. Matthew's receiving tons of healing energy, and they help receive this healing energy and work with it and build and create and restore whatever is needed for him to return back to his healthy life, his healthy, active, normal well-being. We see them constantly and continuously doing this healing magical work. They take these healing energies received by the Christ, by all the prayers of the world, and they continuously know how to heal and work with his body. As we hold Matthew at the heart of our healing dimension, our group is individual around him, and all the healing beings are individual with him. The healing angels also guide and direct the healing energies pouring through his soul, guided and directed by his soul, allowing for the magical healing work to occur on all levels for him. We see these healing energies and healing angels also pouring into all of the medical staff, all the doctors, all the nurses, into the family, Sarah, Laura, Risa, Alexis, Jim, all of the family involved. We see these healing energies on a soul level uniting everyone, so the best decisions for Matthew come forth on all levels, and that it can create a field of healing for Matthew. So let us, as we're within the heart of the healing dimension and we're holding Matthew at the center, we feel a great love building within our group. We focus at the group soul and let us say, with purity of motive, inspired by a loving heart, we offer ourselves for this work of healing. This offer we make as a group to the ones, to Matthew, who we seek to heal. We feel a deep love pouring into us, the love of God and the source of all healing. We gather this love and we focus at the Ajna Center. We're points of radiant light. We project this light from the Ajna through our two hands held before the eyes, palms turned outward. This light pours through our two hands to the heart center of the group and meets and blends with the healing rays of the Christ. These healing energies pour upon Matthew and are received upon Matthew. Let us say, may the love of the one soul focused in this group radiate upon you, Matthew, permeating every part of your body, healing, soothing, strengthening, and dissipating all that hinders service and good health. As we do this, we sense him receiving the healing energies, and we truly believe in the results. Let us hold this deep and concentrated and radiating love for a moment. Let us do that now. See the healing energies being received by his soul, being guided and directed by his soul, being received by every part of his body. We again see the healing devas receiving these healing angels, integrating them and using them in a perfect way for his perfect healing, perfect health, and perfect recovery for Matthew. There's nothing that the healing devas cannot repair. All of that is their job and what they enjoy to do. They can remove fluid from the brain in a perfect, gentle way and just the right way for Matthew to have a healthy healing and recovery. We call upon the Holy Spirit to be with Matthew, to enter Matthew, to aid and assist him in his perfect breathing and all his systems of his body and his brain. We see the healing energies of the Holy Spirit animating his body, aiding and assisting wherever needed, compensating wherever needed, until he gains full ability to do it himself. We see the healing angels with him constantly and continuously. We call upon Ileana and her help from the inner planes, her loving, healing assistance. We, with great gratitude, bless all those who aided in his rescue. We bless all the medical staff. This is what people dedicate their lives to. We bless them for the work they do, for the care and love they give him. We hold Risa and the family within the healing dimension constantly and continuously within this healing aura. We see all the angels with them and all their loved ones on the other side also aiding and assisting on their side. We see this great abundance of love and healing for Matthew from both sides welling up, pouring into his soul, being received as loving, healing energies on all levels. This is constant and continuous, and we know it to be true, and we truly believe in the results. We see Matthew returning back to his healthy, active life. Let us say an Om for our healing meditation, and then we can say the great invocation. Om. Let us, as we say the great invocation, it's also a healing energies for Matthew. We say it with all those who stand with us, the hierarchy, all the new group of world servers, Master Kumar. Let us say, from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And so it is, and so let it be, and help us to know and do our part. Let reality govern our every thought, and truth be the master of our lives. And let me get, I wanted to say the CVV prayer, so let me just get those one moment. So let us also stand with Master CVV and call upon the healing energies of Master CVV to be with Matthew. We know these are potent and powerful healing energies, and also the healing, the energies of immortality. Let us say, Master, please let Matthew receive the influx of thy prana into his systems so that he may transcend disease, illness, decay, fear, and death, realize the highest truth, the pure love, and the bliss of existence, and serve humanity according to thy plan. Namaskarams, Master CVV. And then aligning with the soul, allowing the light of wisdom to pour down into Matthew's bodies, into our bodies and those in need. Let us form the circle of planetary healers. Let the chief life descend and penetrate. Let Mary life preside over all functions. Let healing happen at all levels. Let mineral, plant, animal, and human be healed and harmonized. May the angels cooperate and fulfill the plan of healers upon earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Om. And we've come to the end of our meditation. Let us say our three Oms. Our Oms integrate all of our prayers and intentions. They go out on the pathways of light and love, circle the planet, bringing light and love and healing to all places and all people. We say our Oms, they go out to Matthew. They harmonize and bring together all of the healing energies for him. They aid and assist him in any way. They go out to all those who are caring for him, all those who've helped him. They bless them so that they can continue to care and help him and others. Let us say our three Oms.
We'll continue our prayers tomorrow, but also when you can remember to continue your prayers for Matthew today too, okay? I appreciate it. Let us anchor the light now, everyone. East Coast, Midwest, and West Coast. Let us see this triangle of the healing light surrounding the trauma unit in Salinas. Natividad is what it's called. Let us see this great triangle of light surrounding Matthew. When Matthew was young, when we were young, I had these triangles that they wore on their heads. Matthew often wore that triangle on his head. He was so Aquarian. So let us see this triangle, healing triangles, above Matthew, surrounding Matthew in his bed. And say, hey, Mom, I like that. Okay, everybody, thank you for being with me this morning. Anchor the light, East Coast, Midwest, West Coast, a triangle of light. Stepping into that triangle. It's our arc from Pisces to Aquarius. And